Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yeah, speaking. What can I do for you?
John, this is Vladimir from from Legal Guidance Group on the record line, sir.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting in touch with you because based on the information you recently submitted, sir, it looks like you may qualify for a Social Security benefit. So I was wondering, are you currently receiving or have you already applied for SSDI or SSI, sir?
Yeah, I get SSI.
Okay, but you don't get SSDI, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay, all right, we can definitely...
I have to wait, I think, until I turn 62, right?
Well, you can. So, I mean, it's like a puzzle. So, let me ask you a quick question, though, John. Are you out of work due to a physical or mental condition, by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear this, sir. And have you worked full time for at least 5 out of the last 10 years?
No.
All righty. And just to confirm, John, how old are you?
56. I'll be 57 in April.
Okay, all right. That's what I have in my record. You're 56. And just a quick question. Do you already have a lawyer helping with your disability claim?
No. I had a lawyer.
Okay. All right. And,
I went to court, and that's how I ended up with the SSI.
Correct. All right. Okay, well, those are good news. And have you received medical treatment in the past 12 months for your condition, John?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All righty. So, John, based on your answers, I can see that we can definitely help you out in order for you to take advantage of the extra benefits that are out there for you. So what I can do for you, it's not going to take long. I can bring the representative, the professional over, and she or he is going to explain to you all the advantages, benefits you can take advantage of. How does that sound?
Yeah, I already went to court over this. I got hurt at work. Like, in 2014, May 1st of 2014, I blew my knee out. I had surgeries. A bunch of surgeries. I ended up with permanent nerve damage in my right leg. And then I went to court and against it was NJM, who was the insurance company or whatever. And I went to court against them. And that, in that process of all that, I was still trying to file for Social Security disability because I was, I wasn't getting any money coming in. I didn't have any money coming in for a long time, man, like 5 years. And I ended up not being able to work anymore. So, but they denied me. I went to court. I went in front of the judge. I was granted they gave me, New Jersey Manufacturers, they gave me a check for $60,000. Like, yeah, that's great. That lasts a whole long. How long is that going to last? $60,000. You know what I mean? We're talking over 15 years here.
Oh, wow.
I haven't worked. So they gave me 60 grand, and then they gave me the SSI, which is supposed to be like $1,000-something a month. But then SSI says, well, you moved back home to your mom's house. That's your family house, so you don't have to pay rent. So we're taking the rent money back out of your money. So I only get $688 a month to live on. How is somebody supposed to live on $688?
Jesus. I'm so sorry, John, for what you're telling me. Jesus Christ, my man.
Like, I wish somebody could do something. I've done this so many times. I just got more letters from Social Security because somehow, I don't know, some lawyer contacted me and said, he was representing me for my Social Security case. But they're just going by what the judge said, it's fucked up. The whole situation's just screwed up.
But we
just got the short end of the stick is what happened.
No worries.
I'm fucked up. I can't work, and I don't have any money coming in, and there's no way around it. There's nothing you can do, no way to circumvent the situation. Once you get SSI, you're stuck with the SSI, from what
I
understand.
Yes, sir. But do not worry, John. We can definitely help you out, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the representative over, right? So she or he is going to listen to you, and then.
Well, I just filled out a whole bunch of paperwork because they had paperwork at SSI to get the rest of my money, like the other $380, which are taken out of my check for rent. Supposedly I don't have to pay rent, so they're keeping their extra rent money. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Pay rent. I pay more money living in my mother's house than I did when I had an apartment.
I hear you.
Trying to help her out with stuff. You know what I mean?
I hear you, sir.
She can't do it. She's on a fixed budget herself, so,
Okay.
But,
why don't we bring the rep over, and then I know that we're going to give you a hand, all right? So please bear with
me,
okay? We're going to give you a hand, all right?
If you find somebody that can help me, I'm all over it.
We're going to help you out. We're going to help you out. One second. One second, right?
They're stuck with it.
What are you doing?
Huh? Maybe there is, you know, possibility of somebody got through.
Hello?
Hello?
Stanley Law, may I help you?
Hi, hello? Sir. My name is Vladimir. I have Mr. John on the line, and I was wondering if you could help me out with him.
Yeah, I think so. Is he was a personal injury case or a works comp? Or was he did he need a will?
He's on the line with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Yes, hi, my name is Bill. What can I do for you, Vlad?